Nolte, Democrat-run Oakland suffers 100 robberies in single week. By John Nolte on May 25, 2023. In today's edition of You Get What You Vote For, Democrat-run Oakland has become the Old West, with 100 recorded robberies in a single week. This is what Democrats want to do to all of America. Residents of Democrat-run Oakland endured 100 robberies during one tumultuous week this month, some of which erupted in gunfire or assaults, the city's interim, Democrat-appointed, Police Chief Darren Allison said Wednesday. 50 of the incidents occurred in one weekend, Allison told reporters in Democrat Mayor Sheng Tao's third-floor conference room, where he joined other Democrat leaders in struggling to explain the surge of violence and chaos to the Democrat voting public. Our Democrat-run city, like many other major Democrat-run cities, is facing very challenging times, Allison said, urging officials to collaborate to address the crime wave. As of Wednesday, robberies had increased 7% over the same period last year. More and more often, the alleged perpetrators are children as young as 12, according to law enforcement. This could all end within a few months. Would you like to know how to end this? It's not complicated. Time and again, this method has proven to be foolproof. All you have to do is put convicted felons in prison. That's it. That's all there is to it. Someone is convicted of a felony. You put that person in prison. Crime decreases dramatically. You put 100 felons in prison, you'll stop thousands and thousands of crimes. If you enforce the law, this will stop. You don't have to violate anyone's civil rights. You don't have to hire Charles Bronson. Time and again, history proves this. Starting in the 1960s, violent crime was an American epidemic until the 1990s. What changed in the 1990s? What reversed that tidal wave of murder, rape, and thievery? Cities like New York began enforcing the law. That's it. That's all that happened. Citizens and politicians, even Democrat politicians, supported the police, put violent felons in prison, and the quality of life in urban America improved dramatically. The solution to violent crime is not a secret. We know how to do it. Democrats simply refuse to do it because they are enacting the Cloward-Piven strategy of creating massive unrest that allows the fascist federal government to take over everything, especially policing. Democrats do not care how many people die, how many lives are ruined by violence and drugs, or how it turns their cities into burned-out cesspools of filth and despair. With all their ideas discredited by reality, they are forcing an alternate reality. The good news is that this alternate reality only punishes the idiots who vote for Democrats, which means none of this is my problem. I live here, and here, life is safe, clean, tolerant, and oh so sweet. You want to live in filth, failure, and fear? That's your right as Americans. Keep voting Democrat, morons. The rest of you? Stop worrying about Oakland. Oakland isn't your problem or America's problem. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.